Okay, time to get serious. Real problems, real solutions. I swear to God, that's what this is. I'm not kidding. The homeless. Doesn't it just break your heart having to put up with them all the time? Think what a city like San Francisco could be if we found a way to help them, not do bathroom right on the sidewalk, shouting at us for drugs and beer money, and they're just squatting. While at the same time, they're squatting there and shouting. Just think about that tonight on Real Problems, Real Solutions.
They committed.
Now, people been deducing from my videos that I am not a fan of the homeless. You know, you put two and two together. I'm a guy who failed at his dream in life, doing stand-up comedy for 20 years and never getting famous. And now I have a job. I hate doing food delivery so I can pay rent and not be a burden on anyone. And therefore, people assume that my patience for people who don't do a job and just hang around sidewalks and doorways yelling at you and pissing in front of kids is not a big patience for me. It is not even a small patience. It is a no patience for them. God, I got a joke for that. Like a doctor with no patience, but it put together funnier, you know, some other time. So my not having patience or sympathy for the homeless, that's what people assume about me. But, and this is where they're wrong. My hatred of the homeless goes so much deeper than that. However, I don't want to be a bad guy. I want to be a good guy. I want real solutions just like you. This is a program all about solutions now. See? So I am here to examine my beliefs along with other beliefs. And we start with a clean slate, a fresh perspective on the whole issue. And we look at, totally seriously, what we could do, should do with the homeless to get these fuckers out of our sight for good. You know, I mean, to fix it. Fix it, I mean. Right in the music. Okay, we got to be honest, first off, that we are suspicious. We are suspicious that they could be like us with an apartment, most of them, if they tried harder. And, you know, if here's the important thing. Just hear me out. People in shelters, they are not who I'm talking about. I could see things go bad in a person's life. You can't afford rent one month. You go into a shelter for homeless, work your way back up into having a job, getting another apartment. That can happen. Hey, it could happen to me. It could happen to you. More me than you. But those people are not homeless. Their home is the shelter. It is not a good home. It is not one you want to remain in for very long, but you got a roof, place to sleep, they got meals, and they make you look for a job. I had a friend who was in one of these shelters, and now he's working, and he's got a decent apartment, and he saves up money like a motherfucker now, because he says he's never going back to a shelter. He'd rather die. The jerks you meet in that place. God. But good for him, and good for those shelters, right? We could all agree on that. What I'm talking about is the people who, for whatever reason, do not use shelters. These are what we might call the dedicated homeless. I propose that we set aside our anger. Okay, set that aside. Any prejudice we might have against them, we'll just put that on the side. And let's separate the homeless into two categories. The lazy and the crazy. We all know what I mean, right? So let's make sure we keep them separate, because if they were in a zoo, I'm not saying put them in a zoo and charge money. Although for now, I'm not saying that. But if we stuck some of them behind bars for us to look at and throw walnuts at playfully, you know, just playfully. The lazy ones and the crazy ones would be in two separate cages, like two different species. We know they would, right? It makes too much sense. Or, okay, imagine laying down all the homeless people, even the ones freaking out. We get them to all lay down somehow, side by side, as piano keys. Like, we really do it. We get a big piano, goes miles and miles, big homeless piano, and we start dropping balls on them, like 20-pound concrete spheres, in order for them to make noise and really become like a piano. What would that sound like? Not good. Not good at all. Just noise. And I think this gets to the heart of the homeless problem. It just, you know, what do we do? Right? Well, let's take the first half, lazy ones, and deal with them in this episode. And I'll do crazy next episode to keep this scientific. Okay. The lazy homeless person, in their defense, they would say, hey, I don't do a job for a paycheck to get an apartment because I'm too lazy to do that. Or I did a bunch of drugs, wound up homeless, and now I can't get a job. I'm all fucked up and tattooed, including, I swear to God, some of them, neck and face tattoos. But and they keep explaining. They say, hey, can you blame me not wanting to work? Crapping on the sidewalk, it just doesn't get any easier than that. When you aren't even doing the thing of moving your body into a bathroom, be honest, life doesn't get any easier than that. And aren't we here for the comfort and to have other people do things we don't want to do? That would be their side of the argument. Our side of the argument is all of that is true, but still, what do we do with you as law-abiding society, these lazy ones? It's a tough question. Clearly, we cannot let them be hanging around in the middle of cities because that's not what cities were built for. Cities were built for people to work and spend their money in and then have fun, and the homeless don't participate in the rules of the city. They don't earn money, and we can't have nearly as much fun when they're yelling at us on the way to things like into a movie theater or my car. But here's where we got to be honest. They'd be just as bad in small towns. Like if we gave every small town a homeless person or two, deal them out like cards, that's no good. Now they're yelling at the same handful of people every day for money. So we can't have them in cities. We can't have them in neighborhoods, tiny towns. What else is there? Forests? Now we all want to be able, if we want, you know, go into a forest and not get yelled at. The desert, same thing. Anywhere you might want to be, and as an honest rent-paying person, you shouldn't have to deal with them. And they're screaming. So I don't want to just stab them all the time. Not that I would do that. And always being worried about getting arrested, which I don't have to because I don't do that. Let's be nice. Come on. Let's be nice, right? Let's try to understand what makes them so just dead. Let's talk about real solutions. Name the music. You ever see that movie Escape from New York? In it, crime got so bad, and for crime, we could totally substitute lazy homeless people. Crime got so bad, they basically took a natural island, Manhattan, and said, there you go. All you bad people in there you go. That's your city. We'll put you there, you got the whole thing, but you can't leave. You try to leave the island, we shoot you from helicopters. If we did that for real, for our homeless friends, it's not Manhattan. We ain't giving that up. So out of the top 10 cities, maybe all of them would be in Michigan. So let's just say then Flint, Michigan. Build a wall around it, done. You could also use the islands in the Pacific where the French used to do tons and tons of nuclear weapons testing. Not kidding. Look it up. Whole new reason to rip on the French. And since that was a few years ago, right, these islands should mostly be fine for people. So that sounds like a solution to me. Finally. If anyone has a better solution, I have not heard it. So boom, we have a winner. Put them all somewhere and it's for them and no one else because no one else wants it once they're there. And if they ever get a job, we let them out. And hey, you can always do a rebuttal on your own podcast. That's the great thing about America for now. Trust me, I know this podcast is going away if it ever gets popular. too much is said here that Disney and the overlords don't want you to hear. But until they do that, next episode, something way more difficult. I'm going to tackle the problem of the crazy homeless and all their weird f***ing things they do right on the street and at bus stops. How do we fix them? NeverGotFamous.com. See you on the other side of my apartment. Damn it, bought and paid for this month. And that is partly due to my lovely Patreon supporters. I would like to give a hello to Skeezy J, who just came on board as top donor and is a nice guy too. Hi, Skeezy. And also Justin just came on board. Also Logan and Cole, two new guys. And you know what? Let me just say, everyone. So starting way back in the day, Connor, he's the one who suggested to Patreon. Really nice guy. Thanks for that. Colin was next. And then Eric with a K, longtime helper out and supporter of this. Love him. And then Josh. And I wish I was given, I'm not giving last names here because I didn't get permission to say all your names, but I wish I could say his last name. It's great. Entleby. Now, I'm pronouncing it like the Brits would say Weatherby, but it could be Intel by, I don't know, the B got capitalized too. And then Ben, not a great last name, I wish I could say. Steven, all these people with great last names, I wish I could say, damn. Alec, with a C, the classy way, like Sir Alec Guinness. And then Bob, who's got a really great, he's got a last name that's just like, damn, straight on. And Gary, how you doing, Gary? Gary, longtime supporter, and he has the most attractive, wonderful dog in the world named Reese's, who you will hopefully see in a future project. Extra 10,000 views right there. That dog looks so good. Zach, with a K, right? And then Dresden, middle name Clark, so DC. And then Panda Poploin. Oh, if I said that right, I'm going to be so happy. Benjamin. Another great last name, Pavel. And I'm hoping I'm saying Pavel right, because I'm pronouncing it like you pronounce the name of the Czech leader, Václav Havel. My favorite Czech leader of all time, probably. Nicholas. God, all these great last names. Eric with a C this time. And then, of course, Howard. He goes by his last name on the handle and the YouTube handle. Damn.